Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Are you ready for this?
Sean Merriman, a one-hand sack. Boom, 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 out go the lights.
This is Lights Out with Sean Merriman.
What's up, guys? We're back again with another Lights Out podcast with me, Sean Merriman. And guess what? It's NASCAR time, NASCAR season. Normally, in a typical situation, I'll probably get out to 7 to 8 tracks a year. Last year, as you know, we all were sitting at home and couldn't do anything. So going to the tracks was impossible. But I'm excited and can't wait for this season to break up and start this thing up. Bringing in today, Gray Galding, man. You know what? One thing about Gray is I met him when he was a kid. He was literally called the kid on the K&N series. And I was hearing about him winning these races. He was 15 years old, 15 and some change. And they said, hey, man, this kid is winning. I'm like, where is he? And I look at him. I found him. And literally, it was a kid, 15 years old on the K&N series. Been driving since he was 3 or 4. And a lot of time, a lot of experience behind the wheel, and just a flat-out grinder and a lot of confidence here. So can't wait to bring in Gray, man. It's going to be an excellent conversation. Gray, where are you right now? You're down in Daytona, right?
No, we're actually not. I'm running the Xfinity Series. So this is actually my shop right here, Jimmy Means Racing. Right, actually, my Daytona car isn't here yet. It's at NASCAR getting ready to roll, but everything behind me is all the cars I'll be racing this year. I think that's our Phoenix car. There's our road course car, but we'll be heading down there Thursday for Daytona.
Okay, I was just about to say, when are you guys going to pack up and head down? That's right, because you're not that far away anyway.
No. Our shop is, I think it's about 6.5-7 hours, so it's not too bad. I'm sure the haulers have to be there by Friday morning because we practice Friday evening. So we'll get in the car and leave Thursday. And that's what's kind of cool about Daytona is, like, we normally fly everywhere, but the coolest thing is, like, ever since I was a little kid, me, my dad, and grandfather would actually get in the car and drive to Daytona. And we just kind of kept it as a little road trip, you know, for the boys, you know.
So I'm guessing that you're not staying till midnight, 11 o'clock, breaking down the equipment and stuff, because I've been on that side of it, too.
No. I will if I need to, but I prefer not to. But now these guys, they got a handle, man. I'm really excited about, obviously, you know, the Panini deal. The car looks unbelievable. But just being back full time and getting back in the groove of things, you know, like in Daytona, second there last year. I think we'll have a lot to show this year, and I'm excited about it to kick off.
So tell me about that with the Panini, because I just did a trading card signing for them some months ago, and the guys hooked me up over there. So tell me a little bit about the partnership you got going on with them.
Yeah, man. No, that's cool. No, Panini has just been such a great partner. You know, 2 years ago, we kicked off our relationship. It was kind of crazy, you know, just a spur of the moment. We didn't have anybody on the car at Bristol. And my dad got in touch with Jason, obviously from Panini. And the relationship just built from there, more not just business, but you know, me and Jason, I mean, I remember at Bristol, like we were RVing at the racetrack, playing cornhole. Like we were able to give Jason the full effect of NASCAR the way we do it. You know, we're not like the big teams. You know, we're kind of the bullnosers. We get out, we work, and we have to kind of work for everything. But just so thankful and fortunate for Panini. You know, they gave me an opportunity actually at the end of 2019 during the summertime. I told Jason and everybody at Panini, I was like, hey, I need an engine for Talladega. And if we get this engine, I know I can give myself a chance to win. And we lost by 6 feet, finished second, you know, got a lot of TV time. So, like I said, it's an amazing brand to be a part of. You know, now we're in our third year together. And this time we're full time. I got a full time ride again. And it's just, I don't know, it's just like a fresh start. You know, last year was a tough year, obviously, for everybody, all of us, you know. So to break in the new year, having my Panini colors and having, you know, wearing this shirt loud and proud to go to Daytona. So we're excited for another season together.
You know, I think the first time maybe I met you indirectly, or I kind of ran into you is at the K&N, because that's where I started out at. So I got into NASCAR around 2007, 2008. And I remember, I don't know, if it could have been around 2012 or 13, somewhere around there. I think I ran into you at one of the K&N tracks. It's one of the short tracks.
I ran K&N all 2013 and 14.
13, that's when it was.
Yeah. Man, that's crazy.
So how's that been, man? Because it's crazy. I was when I was there, and they would tell me about some young kid that was winning all these damn races. And I remember I started to look for you after one of the tracks. I wanted to kind of run into you because that's when I started to really get into NASCAR and understand kind of the short tracks and how certain things go, and then climbing the ranks as you are right now with Xfinity, man. How's that whole process been from then?
Man, it's been a journey, to say the least. You know, I mean, the amount of time and effort, you know, that I've been really trying to work on my craft ever since I was 9 years old is, you know, just getting reps, practicing, doing everything I can personally, mentally and physically to be at the top of my game. And I think the coolest part for me, though, is I don't know, you know, I feel like everybody goes through this, but you always feel like you're always going to have doubters, right? You're always going to have people say, he's too young. He's not ready yet. So I feel like every year that I moved up, I had to hit the reset button and go out and prove people that I could get it done. And I'm the type of person, you know, if you say I can't do something, I can promise you I'm going to give everything I have to go get it done and prove that I can do it. So my career has been a whirlwind. You know, I went to Cup when I was 18 years old, which is crazy, but it's one of those deals. You know, it wasn't a big team, but it was something I couldn't turn down. So the amount of guys that I've been able to race against, especially in a Cup level at such an early age, I felt like that's why I feel more confident in my ability today, is because I've really been in the trenches, man, like having to grind it out, you know, different rides here and there, trying to keep, you know, stay in the sport. And it's a tough business. I mean, I'm being dead honest. There's been times that I've kind of looked at myself in the mirror and like, how long can I keep doing this? You know, you feel like nothing can go your way. But at the end of the day, you got to keep grinding and keep working. So for me, every time I move up, I, you know, start with a new team or whatever that may be, it's time to go out and prove it and show people that I can get it done, because at the end of the day, you're going to have doubters. And I felt like those doubters over the years have, you know, kind of fueled my fire, my edge to just be on my A game. So it's been a heck of a journey, but I'm one of those people, I don't like to live in regret. Good or bad decisions that, you know, I've had to make in my career, I look back on my career and I think that's what's molded me as the driver and the person that I am today, all the things I've went through along the way.
You know, I remember that was one of the talks, because when your name came up, when you went in on a K&N level, it was a lot of talk about you not being ready, right?
Oh, yeah.
And so now I can see a shift in your confidence, dude, like, you said one time you wanted to be the greatest, right, of all time. You wanted to be the best to do it.
No, absolutely.
And I'm like, man, you right now, it just seemed like to me, and I don't know if you want to say it or not, but to me, it sounded like you sticking it to all them damn haters. Because I remember the talk then, you know, 6-7 years ago, and to now, it's like, hey, I'm trying to be the best, man. That confidence switch has been outstanding.
No, I appreciate it. No, that's the thing, man. Like, growing up, one thing I'll give my parents and the way my career path was, I never stayed in a division long enough to like dominate, right? Like as soon as I was of age to move up and race against older guys, better drivers and teams, I was moving up. So I feel like I was almost like the new kid on the block type of thing every year that I moved up. But like I said, it was so good to be able to see new drivers. See, once I got to the highest level, when you're racing against, you know, Jimmy Johnson, like my heroes, Jeff Gordon, you just learn so much from them. Even if they're lapping you sometimes, you know, you get to see those guys and really learn from them. And but yeah, man, I don't mind being the kid. The kid is what kind of my nickname was back in the day, or the donut kid, that too. I didn't like that. I'm glad.
Yeah, well, how did the donut kid happen?
It was funny, but my sponsor for 5 straight years was Krispy Kreme, and our relationship, it was a great partnership, you know, wish them all the best and still love, obviously I love those donuts. But you know, my thing was every year we'd go to the racetrack, every single race, we'd stop at the closest, Krispy Kreme, and we'd hand all the teams, even our rivals, we'd hand them donuts, you know, with a smile. Hey, good luck this weekend. So that donut boy, donut kid kind of nickname is like, yeah, it was funny then, but I still have fans come up to me. And they're like, oh yeah, you're the donut boy. And I'm like, well, I mean, yeah, I am when I was 14, but you know, I'll take it. That's what makes it cool though.
How has all your expectations changed, right? Because we talked about the cannon.
Not to cut you off. There it is, right? There's Donut Boy right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man. Good old
kid. It's crazy because I feel old, you know, to even call you a kid. But I do remember, you know, being at the track and they were like, you know, this kid just won. He's like 15.
Yeah.
I said, get the hell out of here. No way. And so,
yeah. No, it's no, it was cool. I look back on the K&N days too, and I just look back and I'm like, the guys that I was racing against every week in and week out, those guys are on the cup stage. I mean, me and Chase Elliott, I'll never forget. Me and Chase Elliott, I was 15. They had the NASCAR Next. A lot of people don't know this, but I was in the NASCAR Next when I was 15. I was with, you know, Chase Elliott, Ryan Blaney, Corey LaJoie, Daniel Suarez. I mean, we're talking, you know, this is the future of the sport. And here's us kids. I'm 15 years old. Don't even have my license yet. And I got, you know, 18, 19 year old Chase Elliott, Ryan Blaney. You know, I was kind of the kid they picked on because I was the young buck, you know. And I look back like when we were doing all those events together, you know, just goofing off in the hotel room. Like all of us boys just goofing off, being typical teenagers, laughing, just carrying on, having a blast. And Chase just wins the championship. You know, you see these guys and I'm just really fortunate to be part of that group and to grow up with those type of guys. And you know, the thing is, my career path obviously is a little bit different than theirs. You know, they kind of blossomed and went on to different things. But I really had to, you know, grind it out. Not saying that they didn't, but I really love seeing that, you know, I grew up around those guys and see they're having success. And I want to do the same. I want to race them toe-to-toe for championships and wins. And it's just cool, though, because those are the group of guys that I was messing around with 15, 16 years old. Like, you know, guys were looking at us. Oh yeah, that's Bill Elliott's son. And here, Greg Alden, Blaney, all of us just goofing off, man. It's just, it's pretty cool to see the success they're having. And I wish them nothing the best in the future.
You know, it's nothing like that. I don't care how old you are. When you come in with those guys, you always look up to them in a way, but then, you know, those same guys who you look at as, you know, idols and stars are the same people you're competing against.
Oh, exactly.
Has that support been the same? Because I know you mentioned Jimmy Johnson. I know, and I've known Jimmy for a long time. He's always took under the young guys under his wing. He always showed love. Like, yep. You never hear Jimmy come and, you know, kind of be a certain type of way because the guy he thinks is coming up in the ranks. Was any of those guys like that towards you? Like, where they just kind of took you under the wing?
Yeah, you know, you said the best name. I mean, Jimmy Johnson, like, you know, I grew up watching him. He was, you know, my idol. And I'll never forget, I was at Atlanta. This was my second cup race ever. And I went up to Jimmy and I was kind of starstruck a little bit to go up to him because I'm like, man, you know, we're about to practice and this is my second race. Like, I'm the new kid again. And I haven't had a whole lot of track time with the big dogs. So I go up to Jimmy and, you know, I was kind of expecting a short answer. I saw him in the garage and I kind of ambushed him. Like, I was like waiting to see him because I knew he was coming from his motorhome. Well, I approached him and the craziest thing, I didn't really know he knew my name or anything or watched me. He's like, hey, what's up, Gray? And just like me and you were talking, just me and him are chatting it up, you know, getting ready to go practice. And I'm like, yo, Jimmy, you know, I've never been to Atlanta before, man. I said, I if you got a couple pointers for me, I'd really appreciate it. And he literally took me through a whole lap. Just me and him, just like we're doing, just chatting it up, took me through a whole lap of, you know, hey, you need to lift here. If you're tired, when your tires wear out, you know, maybe run the top. So, you know, you look at guys like that and to think that this guy just took out 5 minutes of his time to help the new rookie, myself, you know, at Atlanta. And he's, you know, he's a 7-time champion, you know, 2-time day. Like, you know, he's the GOAT. You know, you put him on that pedestal. And I just thought it was so cool to really get to interact with my idol, Jimmy Johnson, and just see the type of guy. You know, he's one of those champions that always said, you know, growing up, me and my dad always talked about, I envied him so much. I mean, he's the family man, you know, good looking guy, he got the sponsors, you know, and he goes out and wins. So I definitely appreciate that moment and I'll never forget it. And And I wish, you know, Jimmy nothing but the best racing those Indy cars, man. He, I could tell he's having fun, and I think he's just had an unbelievable career, and I appreciate everything he's done for our sport.
Absolutely. You're right on the same path, man. I've watched you for a long time, and what are you hoping to happen this weekend? I mean, what if your team and the strategy, and what's the mindset going into this weekend?
No, man, I'm very excited, and once again, you know, to kind of fill you in about my deal this year with Panini and full time, I'll be racing for Jimmy Means Racing. I don't know if you know.
For a whole season?
Yeah, yes, sir. Whole season. No, yep. Number 52 car. And it's you know, I don't know. I've really enjoyed it. You know, Jimmy, he's quite a character. You know, I don't know if you know this. He's a past driver. He's been in the sport, you know, for a long time. Owner. I mean, I put him in the classes. You know, he's a pioneer of our sport. I mean, this is all this guy knows. And that's the type of people I want to race for. When I drove for Bobby Dotter in 2019, you know, I had a lot of drive there because I know he's a racer. I love being around racers. And that's the first thing when I came and sat down with Jimmy about me possibly driving for him is he's just a raw racer. You know, I mean, you can tell by this. He's had this shop since, I think, 1970 something or 1980. And he still races out of this shop. So a lot of history here. And I'm really excited what myself can bring to the table as a driver for him, you know, just a little bit, maybe a different flavor. And I like our combination. You know, you got the old school guy, the guy that used to race in the Cup Series, has owned his own team forever. And he's bringing in the you know, me, the new guy. And I just like that combination. And I think what we can do this year will shock a lot of people. And I think going into this weekend, we just need to have a good, solid race, put ourselves in position. We got an ECR motor, which we're very excited about. And, you know, I feel like I've done a good job.
Yeah, because that's new,
yeah,
right,
yeah.
With the ECR brand motor.
New, right. Yep, that'll be under the hood, which, you know, is a big help because last year I had a ECR when I finished second. I finished second with ECR in the Panini car at Talladega. So I just think, man, you know how Daytona is. You got to stay out of the wrecks, but you also got to put yourself in position. You know, me and my crew chief have been talking a little bit, just trying to, you know, make sure that we do all the right things to get a good result. But the main thing is I really think I can put myself in position. I'd really love to give Panini and Jimmy Means Racing a win. And, man, that'd be a perfect start of the year. So that's what we're going to be shooting for.
That's awesome. So me just being how I am and my personality, I can't wait to see things get extremely aggressive stretch. The
funniest part is I tell people all the time, it's like, you know, we might run, especially Daytona. Daytona is the worst. I think it's actually worse than Talladega because, yep, you know, Daytona is a little bit, it's a lot tighter than Talladega is wide. Like when we're four wide, that's easy. But when you're 3-4 wide at Daytona, I mean, we're talking, I could reach out and touch the guy next to me. Like,
absolutely,
you know, it's tight. But I swear every year when the spotter says 10 laps to go, all of us drivers, we just take our helmets off. We throw our brains right out the door. It's just, I mean, the moves we're making, I'm thinking there's still 10 laps to go. And then, I mean, I can't say much because I'm just as bad as any of them. But, you know, hey, when it gets down to the nitty gritty, you know, we're talking Daytona here. You'll do, I mean, I wrecked my mom to win at Daytona. I mean, there's a lot of history there. So trust me, the aggression is going to be at an all time high when it gets about 10 laps to go. But I'm excited about it. Hey, that's what gets me. I'm getting chills thinking about it, man.
You telling me I'm sitting here getting hyped up myself and also pissed off because I'm not going to make it this year. But, hey, great, man. Good luck down there.
Thank you.
Come out clean. And if you got to get a little, you know, aggressive towards the end of that thing to pull it out, man, go ahead and do your thing.
You got it, brother. Hey, man, thanks for having me on, man. I really appreciate your time.
You got it, man. Thank you. Appreciate you.
Yes, sir. Thanks, bro.
Thanks, guys, for tuning in to another Lights Out podcast with me, Sean Merriman, and Greg Galding, man. That was dope for me. That was really cool for a few different reasons. I remember him being a kid, 15 years old, at the tracks, and, you know, people were just saying he wasn't ready. And to see where he's going now having a full season on, you know, the Xfinity Series. And then also, I want to give a quick shout-out to Panini, man. Panini Trading Cards. You guys are awesome. You guys are great. I love that partnership with you and Gray. And I appreciate you also for having a little card signing with me. So that was cool. And really excited, man. Really, really, really excited about this NASCAR season. I'll 100% get out to some tracks this year and make sure that I'm up close and personal again. And it's that time again. So thank you guys for listening again. Appreciate Gray. for coming on, and good luck to him this season. And make sure you guys keep subscribing and leaving those great reviews. I see all the comments. So thanks again.